Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today's story, taken literally from a blog site, rawstory.com, an article written today by David Ferguson. Democrats and Republicans can't believe Trump put Nazi Steve Bannon on the National Security Council. Here it is. President Donald Trump, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the National Director of Intelligence, will no longer, I repeat, no longer be included in all meetings of the National Security Council Principals Committee. However, the president's order said former Breitbart.com CEO Stephen K. Bannon, that right-wing, white nationalist, Nazi, ultra-right-wing web rag, will be attending every meeting alongside the Secretary of State, if their Rex Tillerson is confirmed, and the Secretary of Defense. Chairman of Joint Chiefs of National Intelligence treated as afterthoughts in cabinet-level principals meeting. And where is the CIA? Cut out of everything, wrote former United Nations ambassador under President Barack Obama, Susan Rice, on Sunday, according to the New York Daily News. This is stone-cold crazy, Rice continued. After a week of crazy, who needs military advice or intel to make policy on ISIL, Syria, Afghanistan, DPRK? Continuing on with iterated, quote, Trump loves and trusts the military so much he just kicked them out of the National Security Council and put a Nazi in their place, unquote, she said. Of course, Press Secretary Sean Spicer, Donald Trump's monkey mouth speak, responded by complaining, oh, too bad, Sean, about Rice's tone, which he said was, quote, clearly inappropriate language from a former ambassador, unquote. Sean, you got a long way to go, buddy. You and your boss need to get out of town. Get out of Dodge, ASAP. Continuing on, the questioning wasn't only from the opposite side of the aisle, however. Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, said he's concerned about the reorganization. Quote, I am worried about the National Security Council, who are the members of it and who are the permanent members of it, quote, unquote, he told CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday. Quote, the appointment of Mr. Bannon is something which is a radical departure from any National Security Council in history, unquote. Yeah, not too many Nazis being appointed to the National Security Council in history, or ex-CEOs of a web magazine that is so ultra-right, so white nationalist, endorsed by the KKK. I think that would be a fair assumption to a fair statement, Mr. McCain. Former senior aide to President Barack Obama, David Axelrod, said, quote, I never sat on an NSC Principals Committee meeting. I sat on the sidelines as an observer on some issues to gain an understanding of decisions. But Bannon's new ground, unquote. I'll say he's new ground. To be continued, by the way, the ban on the Muslims entering the United States has been lifted by a judge in Brooklyn, and it applies nationally. Just happened just an hour ago. So tonight is Sunday night. January 29th. That's it. And another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, and you decide.